Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people list as presented and prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so what we do with this ancillary hour, folks on the DJV program with me, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We review and put in a lot of, we fill in the blanks, if you will, when it comes to some of the ways these stories are discussed on certain talk radio programs and stations. So let's get at it with the story list for this week, starting at 10. And I think I want to bring in Jay on this one because she's our social media expert. This is the focus on the bias in social media, something we hear a lot about, and I'm not sure that we understand what the application is here. The bias on the part of people who own, these are private companies that are Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, private companies. So do people confuse what their quote-unquote rights are when it comes to freedom of speech? It's different if it's the public domain versus the private domain. Is it not, Jay?
Well, it's about also Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They're not just choosing what is out there. They're choosing who gets to say what. So you'll see some accounts posting the exact same content as a different account, and half the accounts are getting banned, shut down, or just like kind of blacklisted or shadow banned otherwise, where people aren't seeing them in their news feeds, where others not having any repercussions, their stuff still shows and it's the exact same content.
And so who makes those decisions? Is there somebody in an ivory tower at Facebook?
Algorithm.
Well, yeah, they have Facebook, and Facebook also owns Instagram, so their algorithms are very similar. Twitter's are a little bit more different, but Facebook, the algorithm, it says certain keywords can get you where other people will not be seeing your stuff. If you post something and there's not a lot of engagement, then the next few things you post just automatically won't get engagement because they're not going to reach anybody. You also have that people can, actual users can say, well, I don't like this content, and they can report content that doesn't necessarily fall in line with something that the social media platforms are against, such as bullying or misinformation. It could just be, I didn't like this, I for whatever reason, and then they have to go and review it.
Well, I think sometimes people don't even understand what an algorithm is. They're confused by all this. So just give us a primer before we move on as to what an algorithm is. What does that do?
It's kind of like if you, how much people see, it's almost catch-22-ish. If you have more reach, you'll get more engagement. If you have less reach, you'll get less engagement. If you have more engagement, you'll get more reach. If you have less engagement, you'll get less reach.
I mean, I think at the core of it, what Doug is probably asking is, it's a computer code. It's coding. So that's what it is. It's a computer program that's written to, like Jay said, pick up certain keywords, and the amount of followers you have will dictate a lot of different things and how the algorithm treats your content individually. So it's a computer code. That's what an algorithm is.
I have so much respect for people who do this because who have figured out how to do it or make machines do it. Just my mind doesn't even
begin to. Kids are doing it now.
And don't forget that various people can develop these algorithms for social media companies. We talked about Peter Sarsak, who is the guy who runs EcoHealth Alliance, who is involved with passing money to the Wuhan lab. And he was one of the people that Facebook contracted with his organization to develop an algorithm to flag certain types of content, most notably that it came from a lab in China, which a lot of us agree that it did based on the information that we've seen. If you posted that up on social media, you were going to get some sort of note that was tacked onto your post about that. So,
is it the
arbiters of truth? Probably not.
No, not at all. Okay, number 9 on the countdown list. is the focus on police reform, the situation with Elijah McClain. That case has surfaced again. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on that? Because I think you were the one who got us to focus on that in the first place.
Well, this was such a heartbreaking story. So, and finally, there is some justice for Elijah McClain. He was a 23-year-old black man who was in a suburb of Denver. He was out for a run. He has anemia and hypothermia, and he was wearing a face covering, a face mask, a runner's mask. And so he went into a convenience store to pick up milk that his mother had asked him to bring home, and he ended up dead. And so essentially what happened was the three cops and two paramedics were on the scene, and they had already handcuffed him. He was on his stomach. He already told everyone that he wasn't stealing milk. He wasn't doing anything. He told them numerous times that he couldn't breathe. And so as he's on his stomach, already handcuffed with his hands behind his back, for whatever reason, the paramedics decided to inject him with ketamine. And they did it at 1.5 times the dose that would have been appropriate for his body weight, and it killed him. And so now, at least, all five of them have been brought up on charges. And they rightfully so. They should. And the initial DA had said that there would be no charges. That person got fired or kicked out of office or however it works in Denver. I don't know if it's elected or not. But there's a new DA who's been working on this case and on an investigation for the last almost a year now. And so that person has brought up these charges.
Okay, so let's move from that location to Minneapolis, where prosecutors this week filed a more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot Dante Wright during a traffic stop. This lady's name is Kim Potter, now charged with first-degree manslaughter.
It's ridiculous.
Not sure what the difference is between first-degree manslaughter and first-degree murder. She says she was reaching for her, you'll remember the story by me telling you that she was reaching, so she said, for her taser, and she got her gun instead.
This was so accidental.
Not belong on the force.
Well, she doesn't belong on the police force. I agree, but she was there forever. In fact, she was involved with training officers. The interaction had these two. First of all, her partner was a person of color. Her person, this was not a, at least in my mind, this was not something that should be based on race. There are plenty of them to do that with, but this is probably not one of them. And she clearly was caught in the moment. The guy was fighting. He was going back and forth with this officer. She told him to stand down. He wouldn't do it, and she picked up her gun instead of her taser. I think first-degree manslaughter is a little insane. It's one of those stories about the boomerang again. Right. We have to address the real issues, like what we see in Denver now this week, what we saw in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery. Those are real issues. This one,
I agree with you. I don't think this was race driven, but this is such gross negligence that a guy ended up losing his life. Doesn't matter what color he is. This was such negligence on her part, and how she was the person in charge of training other people, and she couldn't even like function according to protocol. I don't know. Obviously, and we were talking about, you know, prosecutions and prosecutors. Obviously, the reason that they put up manslaughter, first degree manslaughter, is obviously they think they can win that case.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it looks bad for her.
Not
well,
good.
It's
all right. Let's go while we have Jennifer's attention here. Number 8 on the story list this week is the recall, basically boiling down to Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. So how's that shaping up?
Well, the polling is looking better in Newsom's favor this week, but only by a couple of percentage points. It's still really early. Election Day, September 14th. But get this. You want to hear about a scandal with Gavin Newsom?
Sure. Yes,
you
please.
Hear this one's going to make you go crazy. Because I know how you feel about China
like
and our investment in China.
Okay.
So we have our public pension system is called CalPERS. That's the public pension system.
That's billions of dollars. Billions.
Yes, and so a lot of false argument, like, you know, Gavin Newsom said, oh, well, we have a surplus in the state. Well, you don't have a surplus if you take into account all the unfunded pension liability. But
It was revealed this week that CalPERS has more than $3 billion tied up in Chinese companies, including 14 state-owned enterprises that were blacklisted by the Trump administration because of their ties to the Chinese military.
You mean they have investments, like in the portfolio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not illegal. It's just,
I remember talking about that.
There are 14 companies that are blacklisted by the previous administration because of their ties to the Chinese military. That's not good. It shows that CalPERS had $450 million.
So what's Gavin Newsom's play in this, though, Jen?
So he's overseeing all of this. I mean, he's the one that gets to sign off
really
on all of this stuff.
Does he really know what's going on?
Yeah, if you have a portfolio investment, and if you're a union or a pension fund, you're investing in, you know, however it works, but you're investing in either a hedge fund or you've got a whole conglomerate of stuff that you're invested in.
But don't get
me wrong.
I understand.
You can blacklist. You can say that, you know, the Trump administration can say, well, we're not going to do business with these companies,
but if you broke the law, there was an executive order signed by President Trump that California simply wouldn't comply with. Trump signed this executive order blacklisting these companies. You weren't allowed to invest in them. And so Newsom did it anyway. And one of them is tied, the really bad one, it's called the China Communications Construction Company, the CCCC. It's the one that's building all the military installations in the South China Sea.
I'm not saying that anyone should invest. I'm just saying I get that, you know, sometimes in large portfolios, it's a mix of international, large cap, small cap stocks.
The reason that it's become such a big deal is that Newsom, throughout his governorship and his lieutenant governor, has had support for China. And so he's been kind of tied with them. He signed this crazy $1 billion deal for masks from China after the pandemic that he was criticized for. He praised a Chinese outlet that had ties to the Communist Party, the Tsingtao Daily. I mean, he thanked them for the balanced coverage of his recall election. Yeah. I mean, the guy is...
Oh, my God.
One more. There you go. Okay. 18 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-1. Loss. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so while we're in California for a second, interesting that prosecutors have filed some counts of indecent exposure this week against a transgender woman in Los Angeles who allegedly flung some stuff around, Jennifer.
Yeah, at a spa, and this sparked a lot of protests and outrage in the city back and forth.
Called the Wee Spa. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour, this is the DJV program. And in this portion of every hour of our DJV program, so you get it here on the countdown as well, the comments that you are sending our way from the various DJV social connections we have on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So, Jay, do you want to bring us through some of the questions that we have asked and what some of the responses are from some of our listeners, if you please?
Yeah, of course. So, regarding the Texas abortion laws, Gary Roeder says, late-term abortion is inhumane and should be banned. Melba Sweetman, none of the above save a life and give it to someone else, kind of on the stance of adoption is the option.
This is as a result of the Supreme Court a decision this week regarding the Texas abortion law, right? That's what this all follows.
Yes, exactly. And there were some people saying that women need to take accountability. Others, it kind of generated a whole conversation as well, where other people were like, okay, well, where does the man fall into accountability? Mm-hmm. Peggy Lou says, is in the camp of people need to take control of the life. And Paul Stern points out that if we don't have safe legal abortions, it's not going to stop people from getting abortions. They're just going to go somewhere else, and there's going to be more medical issues.
Jennifer, isn't it wonderful to hear from Paul Stern?
I always like it. It's always nice. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Okay, just a little inside, but Paul used to work with us. Anyway, but he follows the program in Palm Springs, and that's very good. All right, what else have we got? It looks like a lot of questions here. I wanted to know whether or not justifies drinking and tobacco use with drugs. That was an interesting, actually, conversation, but the question is quite direct. Drinking, tobacco use, that's okay, but marijuana is not. The hyperbole and the hypothesis of putting the two together, hypocritical. All right, I used all those wonderful alliterations. What are people saying? Hip, hip.
Lori Howerter says no one really needs to justify it, to be honest. Aaron Bramblett says, I think the only way to justify is if it doesn't negatively affect the people around you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's see. Booster shots. We had questions about that and whether or not people are going to be getting a lot of misinformation about this week. So where are they coming down on this?
It was pretty half and half. A lot of people are saying that they can't wait to get their booster shot as soon as it's available to them. Others are saying, I'm not getting the booster shot just yet. Some are saying, haven't gotten the vaccine. Why would I get the booster shot?
Well, I think the question here is more what's in the booster shot. I was ready for the third one until Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the DJV program, he advised that we wait, all of us, until there's
a
new...
I've heard a lot of people saying that, because you want to get protection against the new stuff,
right,
not more
that's
of
exactly
the old.
Right. Yeah. And the old booster, the booster that would exist today is just more of the same stuff you got in one and two. So what we want is to get something that's good for Delta and Lambda and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, what else do you have, Jay?
See, Andrew Cronin says, no way, no chance in regards to the booster. And Colette Liu says, heck no, too many side effects, including 43,000 dead, but they don't want you to know that, including the vaccinated. And it's one of those.
Okay.
And also do not get your facts from social media. Please do your research. Look at articles and don't just look at one news outlet. Look at multiple news outlets because there is a lot of opinions that are parading around as facts.
Hand sanitizer. Do you use it? This came after I went ballistic talking about people don't realize, once again, bad information, that using all this Purell stuff kills all the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and that'll make you sick. So what are people saying about their usage of it?
Surprisingly, pretty much everybody said no or rarely. And I think the best comment came from Leif Stevenson, who says no, and I ate mud as a kid.
Yes, good for you, sir. I hope you'll live to be live long and prosper. That's the way I look at it. I mean, growing up on the farm, I think all of the things that I've been around and still am around on the farm have kept me healthy. Frankly, build up your immune system that way. Eat dirt. 28.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following Friday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August. Analysts expected about 720,000. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. and it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, from the report, the unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan, dozens of women protesting in Kabul on Friday, a similar protest held the day before in another Afghan city, Herat. This is USA Radio News. COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. A CDC report released Friday finds hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger rose from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC Friday, we need more data to tell for sure if Delta is really more dangerous to kids than other strains.
More children are getting infected, and therefore more of them are going to get hospitalized. We are struggling to get enough data to be able to make a determination of whether or not, as you said, per number of kids infected, is you getting, relatively speaking, more that are requiring hospitalization. We don't know that yet.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying this week the best ways to make sure kids don't get COVID are vaccines and masks. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules on Friday that Texas Right to Life and other pro-life groups can't for now sue abortion providers. Planned Parenthood seeking a temporary restraining order to shield itself from civil suits that are now allowed under a new Texas law that took effect Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, the top stories of the week and our thoughts about them. It is Labor Day weekend, and one of the things, I guess this goes with the number two story this week, which is all about COVID, the travel that takes place during Labor Day weekend. Although I don't know that the warning is going to keep people off the roads. Last week I got stuck in a traffic jam. If those of you who go to Cape Cod and go to the islands here off of the coast of Massachusetts know there's not a lot of ways in and out. It's like there's two ways in and two ways out. And I happen to be on the highway that is one of the ways out, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there.
There's like a big circle, right? Like a roundabout that you have to go on to head out to the Cape. I have sat in a lot of traffic on that roundabout.
Lots and lots. Well, even in this, this is 80 miles away, and people from New York coming down from the mountains, let's say in Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine. That's also, the traffic was nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the idea here from the CDC, if you believe them or pay attention to them, is that if you're unvaccinated, you ought not to travel this Labor Day weekend. I wonder how much impact this will have on people.
Look,
not
if
much,
you don't
I'm
care
thinking.
To get the vaccine in September of 2021, I don't think you're going to care if you're traveling or not unvaccinated.
Yeah.
That was probably kind of a waste of oxygen from the CDC.
All right, so other things, the climate situation, more of the focus on the hurricane. Number three this week, 22 people dead. What did you say the number went
46.
Up?
46. Yeah, 46. It keeps people drowned in their cars. People drowned in their homes. It's nuts. The Northeast has, even though we've had lots of hurricanes in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. Tornadoes that were just huge, monstrous tornadoes that rip through neighborhoods, rip down
homes.
Off
the Cape, down the Cape. You never
have
a tornado.
And were people even expecting it? Yeah. I mean, you know, we knew that the storm was moving out and up the coast, but did anybody really expect it to be this bad? I feel like people were taken by surprise.
Absolutely. And in New York City, if for the first time in the history of the city, they declared flash flood warnings, which they've never had to do, and I have a lot of friends who still live in Manhattan, and the lobbies of their buildings all flooded. So
yeah, the subways, it's all kind of, it looked messy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Very messy. You know what I'm surprised isn't, just as an aside here for a moment, what I'm surprised isn't in the countdown at the beginning of the football season. Isn't this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the beginning of the official season?
No, it's the 12th.
No, yeah, next weekend.
Oh, okay. So they're still playing, are they playing a lot of exhibition games this weekend?
No NFL this weekend. The pre-stuff all ended last weekend.
There I am, right on top of things.
Doug's sports report.
That's it, right? Yep, Doug, the sports guy. Okay, let's go back for just a second to the climate discussion, because there's a new hurricane. Larry is the name. Fifth hurricane of the season. It has, looking at AccuWeather here, suggesting the storm is going to reach major hurricane strength in the next day or so, or over the weekend anyway, because people could be listening to this all over from Friday through Sunday. Maximum winds at the moment, 80 miles an hour. So what's at the moment won't be necessarily pertinent at the end of the weekend, but it is interesting to see that this they're just coming one after the other, after the other, after the other. And
this
pretty
strong storm. This one kind of... Larry makes me a little nervous, because I was looking at the, because I live on the shore in Jersey, and so, you know, the Hurricane Ida traveled all the way up through the land, which normally hurricanes, you know, really peter out by the time they hit that much land. But Larry is going to stay in the Atlantic and head up, and they don't even, they at this point, they don't know which direction it's going to go. It might hit Bermuda and then head up through the sort of traditional path, but if it doesn't and it stays out in the Atlantic and heads north and west, basically towards the East Coast, that can be a really, that's when you get lots of like ocean flooding and storm surge, and that could actually be a pretty dangerous storm. So hopefully it'll take a turn and it won't hit us, but that's one that coastal people are kind of really concerned about.
Right. Okay, I'm bouncing around a little bit here. I don't know what's new when it comes to, like, number seven is our relationship with China and Russia. The conversations continue. The Chinese continue to abuse their relationships with us and everybody else, because we
let
them.
Also in Afghanistan now, so that's part of the... Yeah, that's why they've become more relevant, I think, this
week. One of the things that hasn't been discussed a great deal is something that ought to be discussed, and so we give ourselves the platform here. The pulpit allows me to take a shot at the Federal Communications Commission, which this week announced that they were going to let pretty much anybody from any country, any company, invest in U.S. radio and television, in U.S. media. And so the Chinese are ready, willing, and able to throw lots of money to control our media. And how it is that we keep letting this sort of stuff happen, what is the matter? Have we become brain dead? Is there so much toxicity back and forth with the nonsense?
People are worried about their own
left?
Personal wealth and power rather than the good of the country.
I mean, I think that China has so much money to throw at Hollywood movies. If you can't get your movie made, then, you know, and China comes along with, hey, we'll back your movie, and here's $100 million, and cast whoever you want, and all that. I mean, that's the same thing with media companies. If media companies, they don't have investors, you know, there aren't a million Warren Buffetts running around. So, yeah, they follow where the money is. And Jen's right. I mean, they're putting their own bottom line ahead of literally everything else.
Un-American. It is. It's just un-American.
Sure.
But we have, I think, because of what's gone on, you know, we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about youngsters being able to have cars when they were 16, the lack of parental involvement, the parents just want to dispose of their responsibility, so I don't want to drive you to your activity. Here's a car. Go drive yourself. When kids haven't got a clue about how to drive, what their responsibilities are, that kind of stuff, it seems to me, is indicative of what we are like. Our attitude is all about me. It's all about, and that's that me generation, but I think it's spread to beyond just one generation, and thus we have the situation that we do. Number six, story about supply chains and what's going on, whether it's true or not. I am aware and became more aware this week. Somebody, a little bird, let me in to the story of all. But one, well, we did talk on the DJV program about how companies are buying their own freighters so that they can get stuff over here because there has been a logjam. Supposedly, the supply chain has been fouled up by the COVID situation, and to a point, I think that is correct. But there are a lot of behind-the-scenes gangs involved, apparently, in various locations in the supply chain, in the line, the linkage. And also, back to the Chinese again, they're buying up all the freight systems, they're buying up all of the freighters, and they're controlling them. And I saw credible evidence this week. It isn't that we have a chip shortage, is that the Chinese are hoarding them, putting them on ships, and just leaving them in. They're not moving. They're just sitting there because they want to screw things up, and that's what they've done. Yeah, to trust these people with anything is beyond. I just don't get it. And yet people continue to buy stuff. I had to buy some new, couple of different items this week from the farm and also for my own personal use. And I make sure I ask or I look to see where the stuff is made. Is it better that clothing is made in Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos than it is in China? Yeah, wish it was made here, but there all these American brands, made. They're not made in America. They don't say they're made in America, but you see Levi and Hagar and all of these other big names. Look at where the stuff is made. Why can't they be made in America?
Well, the last big brand name that was being manufactured actually in America was Brooks Brothers, and they a couple years ago they had to take their operations overseas. They just could not.
They did.
Well, they said they couldn't stay in business because the profit margins are just they couldn't operate. So it's a sad state.
Yep, it really is. The charts for the week of August 30th to September 3rd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's start at number 10, shall we, and count down to number 1 at number 10. The situation with all the social media focus, the influence of social media, and the biases of social media. Police reform, the Elijah McClain case. Number 8, the California recall. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, the Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court getting involved in that. Number 4, the continuing focus on January 6th. Is it or isn't it something we should be spending time on? Hurricane Ida and the next hurricane coming up the coast. Number 3, number 2, COVID. And number 1, Afghanistan. Those are the stories that occupied most of the good air on talk radio programs around the country this week. Moving along, we'll get to the Afghanistan withdrawal is number 1 this week. I don't know what there is to say about that, but we'll check it out. Stand by for that after this. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. If you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. The News Talk Radio World, now focusing on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. That is the people who have been a part of the story lines in much of these discussions. At number 10, Mike Richards, the guy that got off from Jeopardy and some of the social media comments about him. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder are tied as the front runners, the top runners for either staying in the chair of governor or being the new governor of California. Number 8, the comedian Joe Rogan, who's not funny. Number 7, Liz Cheney. Donald Trump is 6. Madison Cawthorn is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is 3. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that DeSantis and Abbott may be running against each other in the primary for the Republicans the next time around in the presidential race. Let's see if that happens and find out. We'll follow it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm moving back in to the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. That's what the job is here. The week of August 30th to September 3rd is our focus. I just want to underscore something before we go move on from China, and that's what Jennifer said about the California pension system, whether you heard the numbers or not. Almost $500 million of money from state employees, retirees, and would-be retirees, $500 million has been invested in Chinese companies.
Half of that into companies that were blacklisted because of their connections to the Chinese military.
Yep. Okay. Now, the Afghanistani situation, students still being rescued. Apparently, there are still a lot of people. This has not gotten, there's not a lot of light on this side of the story, Jennifer. What's going on?
No, it's not good. There are still, and acknowledged now by the State Department, hundreds, maybe thousands. They said easily there could be thousands more students, young people that are trapped in Afghanistan. California had a large amount. Apparently there's a large settlement of people who've come here from Afghanistan in the San Diego area, which I had not really been aware of until this story started to break. But there were a lot of people that have family over there. And they say more than 1,000 U.S. students and children of special visa holders are believed to be stuck right now in Afghanistan. There are some local congressmen who are trying to work to get them out, but the State Department is in charge of the investigation and has not been very cooperative in doing this. So, yes, the withdrawal, say what you will about it, it was bungled. Here we are today. I think the question is, what happens to the people who are still stranded? Are they going to be killed? Have they already been killed? Are they going to be able to get home? And how is that going to happen when the United States has no power to negotiate their return? The only power we have is by lifting sanctions on the Taliban or providing them with aid, which was pretty appalling this week when both Lloyd Austin, who heads up the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and Antony Blinken said that they would consider giving aid or resources to the Taliban. It just seems like we lost all of our power. And so for many people in the military who served there for 20 years, they
laughable.
Think, why are we, yeah, why, what happened? What do we do all this for?
Joke. It's a bad joke. All right, so because of all of this, number one on the people list is pretty much usual, the president, whoever he or she is, in this case, Joe Biden. We were laughing off the air about the polls showing him at an all-time low when he's only been in office for 8 months. However, having said that, the military not happy, the average person doesn't seem to be happy, therefore his approval rating has dropped.
And I think he's going to have to regain trust.
Where
just looking at
Trump
this.
Was in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and look, let's just talk about Biden for a second, because Trump's approval, I mean, you know, Trump had a whole different set of issues to deal with, but But Biden was seen as this guy who was, well, maybe. But Biden was the guy who, like, was going to be empathetic, and he was going to unify people, and he was going to be the adult in the room when it comes to foreign policy. And now he's kind of lost the faith of some of our allies. He's lost the faith of people within his own party. The news media has even started to do negative stories on Biden, which he's not used to seeing. So he's got to rebuild trust, I think, with the American people. This Afghanistan thing, I think, was bad. And you're seeing the administration want to move on to issues that get people really emotional and hot, like the Texas abortion issue. They're focusing a lot on that, focusing on climate change. I think they're doing that on purpose to try to move away from this.
When did he say, my mind is going blank here?
Yesterday, when he was doing an update on the hurricane.
Okay. All right. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. This is the DJV program.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the quest that we have every week at the end of the week to figure out what the top 5 or 10 stories are. Victoria Keelan stepping up to the ready with the top 5 items from the world of consumer electronics. Sometimes it seems that way, anyway. The best tech stories, number 5 this week, Victoria, is HBO Max and YouTube all together. Isn't that exciting? Woohoo!
Well, it's exciting if you have Spectrum TV for your cable, then yeah. So you're getting two of the biggest players in streaming, HBO Max and YouTube, have officially arrived on Spectrum TV. It's the first time that the apps have been supported on Spectrum, and users will be able to access content from both apps right through your cable box. And so this is probably the way that you're going to see a lot of other cable companies going, because that way you're staying with the cable service. You're not actually leaving them and, you know, living off of, you know, other streaming services. So they have everything together. Now, the thing is, though, you still do need to pay for the HBO Max subscription. And that's $10 a month if you want to sit through ads, $15 a month if you want to go ad-free. It also unlocks same-day theatrical releases. I know it's a controversial thing, but some people like having the movies without, and you don't have to pay any extra charge.
Boo! So
the movies hit your cable box now the same day that they're in the theaters.
Boo. Okay, number 4 is a focus on Best Buy and what wonderful help they have there.
Yeah, I know. You don't really like Best Buy and the Geek Squad, but a lot of people find them to actually be pretty good. Best Buy is, they're actually moving into a new area. They're moving into e-bikes and scooters and mopeds. So during the pandemic, there was a huge rush on e-bikes and just regular bikes in general. And so Best Buy is now going to take advantage of that. And starting in October, 10 Best Buy stores in 9 different locations across various states are going to start carrying the e-bikes and scooters in stock in the store. In the meantime, you can order them already online if that's a thing that you want to do. And so the year-over-year sales of bikes for the 12 months ending in April of this year, bike sales were up 57%. They reached $6.5 billion from retailers. So I guess Best Buy figures, you know, they can offer the service for these through Geek Squad. You can actually get at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes, and that service will start at $100.
Number three, Chicago is suing. Who are they suing?
Yeah, the city of Chicago has sued the food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants, which were already hurting during the height of the pandemic last year. The two lawsuits accuse both services of misconduct, including falsely advertising delivery services for restaurants that weren't even participating on these platforms. And so then they charged misleading fees to customers. They hid costs that they added to meals. It's been a mess, and this actually is the second time that a government has filed a lawsuit against Grubhub. In July in Massachusetts, where you are, the attorney general there sued Grubhub for exceeding a local 15% cap on fees to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a similar charge that the city of Chicago is making.
And the
restaurants were already struggling, and then they're literally being choked by these delivery services. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do, really, if you want to support your local restaurants, call the restaurant yourself and just place an order over the phone. I know I hate calling places, but it's better than, you know, than dealing
yourself
with the rest of this.
Number two, Microsoft releasing Windows 11. Oh, boy.
Yep, they finally announced that it will be released on October 5th. This is the new operating system that will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs, or it will be pre-installed on new hardware. So if you buy a new computer, you will have Windows 11 preloaded. And so there's a lot of early buzz on Windows 11. Tech writers seem to love it, and so I think it's going to be really popular. And we'll see. I mean, you'll have to eventually get it, probably, Doug. On yours. I think you're at 10, though, right?
Yes,
you're
I
at
am.
Windows 10.
Yeah.
You'll be fine with the upgrade.
Number one on the list, the Tech Talk list this week of the top stories, has to do with Apple.
Well, this was the most controversial story of the week for sure. Apple announced the first U.S. states that will be supporting the iOS 15's new ability to store your driver's license and state ID in the wallet app on your iPhone. Arizona and Georgia will lead the way, with Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will be following. There isn't an exact timetable yet, but what you'll be able to do is, just like you can load your credit card onto your iPhone into the wallet, you'll be able to do the same thing with your state driver's license or ID, and you can even use it when you fly at the TSA. So it'll be helpful when everyone's using the real ID.
Yes, in fact, most everybody's got that, I think, by now, haven't they?
They had to bump the date
better
to 2022.
There they are, top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.